Felicia Grasso opened her cupcake store, Sophie Sophia, 2 months ago in Jersey City. She says the treats she bakes bring cheer and represent an inexpensive symbol of better times.
It's something tangible right now. People that have fallen on hard times, the cupcakes are not very expensive.
Grasso's shop, with two employees, is one of 14 retailers on the ground floor of Hamilton Square, a new apartment building. Developer Paul Silverman says his building is directly responsible for 150 jobs and hundreds more indirectly.
FedEx that's delivering to the property, UPS that's delivering, the service companies, the window washer that's there every day, the air conditioning repair people, the doormen that are in the building.
Silverman says he secured a loan to develop Hamilton Square before the 2008 financial crisis. Otherwise, the ensuing credit crunch would have blocked the project. He says banks seem ready to lend again.
I wouldn't say it's back to the 2005-2006 levels of interest, but we have banks calling us now, which is a great thing.
Nonetheless, Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist at the Standard & Poor's market research firm, says banks are cautious.
I think the concern, though, is that banks are still only calling up those people whose credit quality is pristine.
Stovall says business owners are borrowing carefully and notes continued concerns about high U.S. unemployment and economic uncertainty overseas. But, he says, consumers are tired of holding back.
They're tired of denying themselves of going out and spending, and so they spent heading into the holidays, and at least so far are continuing to do that.
Felicia Grasso seems well-positioned to serve a cautious consumer seeking a small reward.
You don't have to spend a lot of money to get that feeling. And it's right away, it's gratification. It's your favorite flavor. You're having a bad day, you come in, oh, she has lemon today. You know, that brightens up my day.
U.S. employment and retail sales improved slightly in January, an uptick in which Felicia Grasso's cupcakes played a small, and customers might say, tasty role. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, Jersey City.